Shalom Mishpocha, Shalom family. Mishpocha is a Hebrew word. It means family. We're the Mishpocha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people. We're the middle wall of separation between Jew and Gentile. It's finally come down to form one new man. Getting ready, Mishpocha, to blow the grandest shofar, or the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone everywhere to hear the good news. We want everyone everywhere to be red hot for the Messiah. I have Bill Johnson on the phone, senior leader of Bethel Church, Redding, California, and we're talking about his course, Hosting the Presence. And as I'm beginning to understand, all of life, Bill says, is reduced to one thing, how we steward the presence of God. Would you elaborate a little on that statement you made?
The presence of God actually flows from us into situations. I mean, that's how people are healed, is that it's actually the anointing of the presence that is released to bring about a miracle. Jesus said, if I cast a demon out of you by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God has come upon you. So he's describing the collision of two worlds, kingdom of light, kingdom of darkness. The kingdom of light is contained in the presence of God. He said in Romans, the kingdom of God is not meat or drink, it's righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. The kingdom is in the presence. So whenever we minister, what we're actually doing is stewarding a person. We have more than a message. We have a message that the person rides on. Jesus said, my words to you are spirit, and they are life. His words became spirit. And so Jesus is the Word of God made flesh, but when he spoke, the Word of God became spirit. When we minister, we are actually ministering presence. We are ministering a person, the Holy Spirit of God. And learning how to be aware of him, learning how to partner with him, learning how to share his heartbeat, his burden, his vision, his hopes, his dreams, that's the relationship that we have with the Spirit of God. And learning how to partner with him and responding to his direction, his nudging, his desire, that's what life and ministry is all about. And so it's a lifelong goal. It's a lifelong ambition for me, is just to learn to do that well.
Bill, I can almost see a woman that's listening to us right now, and she's listened to my show before, and she knows that God demonstrates his kingdom by miracles. She knows nothing is impossible for God, but she's crying out in her heart of hearts, God, I've suffered for so long. What about me? What would you say to her?
Sometimes our biggest breakthrough comes when we refuse to be impressed by the size of our problem. Turning our attention to the greatness of God, his promise, his presence, his significance, his heart, his compassion. Randy Clark said something years ago that really pricked my heart. He said, for us to beg God to heal someone is for us to assume we have more mercy than he does. This whole healing thing is his idea. He's the one who paid the price, not for an occasional healing, but for health, for divine health. So if we can approach God based on his absolute goodness, based on his covenant promise, based on what Jesus accomplished with us in mind, it just helps us. It helps us to not bring along the baggage of disappointment. Disappointments really cripple us as believers in a way that's really, really significant in its effect. And if we can learn to deal with those openly and honestly before the Lord and regain that place of hope and promise, we can face any situation knowing that God has solutions for us.
I want you to teach what the Holy Spirit has you teach, just for maybe 5 minutes, no more. And then I want you to pray as God directs you.
Living aware of the Holy Spirit is, I try to learn to become aware of him in my own personal life, not for ministry. I want ministry to be the overflow of the abundance of my walk with Jesus. And so I turn my affection towards him when there's nothing to be done. You know, there's no ministry occasion. I'm not going to preach. I have no one to pray for. It's just because I love him. And learning to cultivate that awareness of him in those moments really equips me and prepares me to operate with confidence and boldness when there's a crisis or a problem. So I teach people to live aware of the Holy Spirit for their own personal lives, just going through life, enjoying a meal, driving from work to home, spending time with the family, just personal devotion time. Live conscious of him. David said he set the Lord constantly before him, which means he would constantly place the Lord in front of him. Now, that's sounds wrong, but it's what he said. He didn't have the authority to put God somewhere, but he did have the opportunity to become aware of where God was. And so he would put his attention on the presence of God right in front of him. And I wish more people would use their faith to discover God, the same faith they use to try to get a miracle. Discover the presence that is already here. He's already told me he'll never leave me. He's already told me he resides in me. We know that he lives all around us. And so if we could use that faith to explore his goodness, his greatness, his manifest presence, I think it changes everything for us. So that's where I start with people. I start with, here we are, a worshiping community. We're giving praise and honor to the Lord. His presence begins to minister to us deeply. Delight in that. Don't think about healing. Don't think about prophecy. Don't think about salvation or getting somebody delivered. Be the person that God likes to be with. To me, that's what the Lord meant when he said to Moses, Moses said, who am I? God said, I will be with you. In other words, Moses, who are you? You're the one I want to be with. You're the one I want to manifest on. And I feel like we professionalize the presence of the Lord too much. I want a greater anointing just so I can see miracles. I want a greater learning just so I can see more people saved. Those are legitimate burdens, but it's not a good reason for a relationship. The relationship needs to be because of who he is, because of his greatness, his place in our life, his call upon us, the intimacy that he welcomes us into. So in my pursuit of the presence of the Lord, I work to live conscious of him in a way that's greater than any problem. If I become more influenced by the size of a problem than I am by God's presence, then I will live in reaction to the problem. I will live in reaction to the devil. And the devil doesn't deserve that kind of attention, even though it's negative attention. He doesn't deserve the role of influencing my agenda. And so I work to live conscious of the Holy Spirit. And from that place, the great treasure house of heaven, the great heart of God for humanity, living from that place makes me much more capable of not only serving well, but the thing that's maybe even sometimes humorous is we see more miracles happen now by accident than ever used to happen on purpose.
Well, let's see miracles happen right now by accident, because I believe as you pray, the anointing is here. It's here for healing.
Absolutely. I just pray right now, Father, for that release of presence. You said our word, as we speak your word, our word becomes spirit. So I pray now that the presence of the Spirit of God would be released into that esophageal cancer, and that thing would be dried up now. In fact, cases of cancer all around the country would be destroyed. Cancer would be destroyed by the presence and the power of the Lord. The radiation of another world would dry up that disease at its root. God, I pray for that thing of insanity that has tormented so many people, that bondage on the mind, the from bipolar to schizophrenia to these various kinds of brain disorders, that a spirit of deliverance and restoration would be released over people, that those with even learning disorders or problems with injuries to the brain, that you would release a restoration to people in the honor of the name Jesus. Lord, where people have been carried affliction, trauma, because of accidents that happened 10, 20, 30, 40 years ago, Holy Spirit, I invite you, come with power. Rest upon people. Reset bones. Let cysts and tumors dissolve. Let the abnormalities be corrected. God, we do pray on earth as it is in heaven. We pray for the perfect function and order of your world to invade and affect this one. I pray these things in Jesus' mighty name. That individual with the crossed eyes, it's so embarrassing to them. Lord, I ask now that you'd reset the eyes, put them on track in Jesus' wonderful name. Let deafness be destroyed. That loss of hearing from accidents on the job, we just declare it ends today in Jesus' mighty name. I pray for just random miracles of healing that come out of the hope that comes to people's hearts because they discover your goodness. Let it spread, God. Let it be like a holy virus that just becomes contagious. The goodness of God corrects the abnormalities that people have carried in their lives and their bodies for so many years. We pray all of this, that Jesus would be held in highest honor and that the glory of the Lord would fill the earth. I pray this. I pray this in Jesus' name.
I want you to be able to do everything Bill can do and even go to a higher level, which is his heart's desire and my heart's desire. I want Bill to mentor you and prepare you to encounter God like never before. Bill says all of life is reduced to one thing: how we steward the presence of God. And he's put together an entire course. It's a workbook. It's two DVDs with 8 sessions. It's a textbook called Hosting the Presence, Unveiling Heaven's Agenda. If you were to buy the entire kit, it would cost you $99, but we're making it available for a gift of $59. Do it for yourself. Do it for your small groups. Do it for your congregations. Just do it. Host the presence of God. And be quite candid with you, no matter what happens, 1,000 may die at your left hand, 10,000 at your right. But I'll tell you, with the presence of God, it's not going to come near you. We're making this available called Hosting the Presence of God for a gift of $59. This is the Shabbat broadcast. Let me pray over you. The Lord is blessing you right now. The Lord is keeping you right now. The Lord is smiling upon you right now. The Lord is surrounding you with his favor right now. The Lord is gifting you right now in the name that is above every disease, above every problem, above every hurt. Yeshua HaMashiach Tzidkenu, Jesus the Messiah, our righteousness.
Yivarechech Adonai ve'yishmarech Yair Adonai panav elecha v'chonech Yisa Adonai panav elecha ve'asem lecha shalom.
Place a credit card order for today's offer, call anytime at 1-800-447-2697. That's 1-800-447-2697. Or log on to our website at www.sidroth.org. To hear this week's interview or watch archives of our television show, It's Supernatural, visit our website at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org. Discover how you can begin watching for free our 24-hour, 7-day-a-week TV network, ISN, the It's Supernatural Network. You can write me at Sid Roth, Post Office Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28278. That's Sid Roth, Post Office Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28278.